Now we're in a transition a little bit.
Welcome back, Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Had a lot of fun today, a lot of people to thank. Got through a lot of stuff. Lonzo Ball, Jerry Reinsdorf, the NFL, the Bears. And we'd like to thank everyone for their calls and texts and emails. Most of all, thank you for listening. Thank you to Evan Thomas, who had us twitching this morning, as he does every single morning. Hardworking guy. Thank you to our executive producer, Dustin Rhodes.
Just talked to the cardiologist before I came in here. Got some test results back. The heart of an athlete is a direct quote from my cardiologist. So that made me feel good.
Jim Harbaugh. Glad to see Jim Harbaugh in good health. I love that he left the field, came back, had a little bit of an irregular heartbeat, and now he's getting checked out. Thank you to Brandon Fryer for bringing us that sound.
The fourth quarter of game three. 4 seconds. Ionescu will heave. And hit! And hit! Sabrina Ionescu with the biggest shot in Liberty history.
That was just a great all-WNBA second team performance.
Wow. Little shade there. She was all WNBA second team after hitting the biggest shot.
I love that.
How about that?
Nice.
Now it's time to welcome Bernstein and Marshall. Dan and Marshall.
It's all the same.
Bernstein and Harris.
Justin, Caleb, Justin. Good for her. Good for her, dude. That's... You know, and she set that up too, and with the lean and the little Larry Bird step away on that.
Once they got the big on her, it was over. Mm-hmm. And like the Liberty, I didn't realize this. They're the only WNBA like charter member still left that doesn't have a championship. They're 0-5 in the finals.
Were you watching?
Come on, man.
I just asked
you. You already know.
You're watching live.
Yes, impressive. I was in and out because I was watching a bunch of different things and I was running around doing some. I definitely wasn't running around.
He's also like a multiple screen guy.
We were just talking about this.
And that is a brain wiring thing where
I think it is.
I can't do it.
Okay, let's go back.
I tried last weekend to watch 4 football games, college football games at once.
Dave.
And I just couldn't do it, Marshall.
Follow me on this. Can you go to a sports bar and watch games?
I don't like it.
I don't enjoy it.
You can do it. You can say, that guy just scored a touchdown that game.
You can multitask. You can do that all you want. I don't think you're as engaged or it's not as enjoyable.
I think if you have the volume up on one screen, you're fine. You just look and see what happened, and that's fine. And the other thing is, the real problem for David is, I was like, if that's really your issue, your TV's just not big enough.
I don't think so.
Because if your TV's huge.
I don't think so. My attention is diverted. You never relax when you're doing that. You don't have any time. The rhythm of a football game.
Oh, it gives you anxiety?
I'm not saying it gives me anxiety. I just will watch every play but in back and forth and back. And then you never really quite get time to just... to digest or process what you're watching. You're just like, okay, there's another snap. Oh, 2nd and 5. They're back. Oh, what's going on? I don't like it. I realized that last Saturday watching 4 games at once and not really enjoying any of them.
What was your primary game that you were watching, though?
I think it was, at the time, Penn State USC.
Oh, that was a great game.
Yes, I know. But I was distracted by Notre Dame Stanford. And then I was distracted by whatever else was on. I can't even remember the other two
games.
Well, look, if I'm at the Circa Sportsbook, for example.
Perfect example, by the way.
And that is, to me, in some ways, a sensory overload.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much. And that's part of the joy of
it. But you go there knowing
correct.
That.
Correct. You
maybe go there for that.
Can you listen?
They'll have a game...
So
with there's a primary screen at the sports book with the sound on.
When I get my private equity backing and I open up a sports bar, what I'm going to do is treat it
everybody's got earbuds and then you can dial in what you want.
Like you do at the gym. Like, you know, at the gym, there's gyms where you go and there's a bunch of big, huge screens and there might be the news on this screen and Sports Center on this, you know, whatever's on. And then you just go to your channel and you would have your earphones, your earbuds, and you'd be able to watch what you want.
Okay.
And then you, and the other stuff is just
okay, modern man.
My bad.
I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to.
It's fine.
I didn't mean to take it back.
I just had a simple little
problem. Right. It's my fault.
No, it's not your fault. It's not your fault.
I'm sorry,
it's not anybody's
fault. I didn't mean to be hard on you. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I can take it.
And also, some of us are better at flipping than others. I have, if I'm concentrating, I have great flipping game when it comes to feeling the commercial break being over.
But hold up. Yep.
When you're doing this, the flipping, and when you're doing this, the distraction, are you saying you're not on your computer, you're not on your phone, you're a one screen guy?
Yes. Like, the only time I'm multiple screens, during a Bears game, I have Twitter up because I'm tweeting the game, and then I also have the CBS Sports Live stats page, which I find is the best for following an NFL game. Better than NFL.com, better than ESPN.
You think that's better than ESPN?
I've had way more success with the speed at which the CBS Sports updates and the facility that it gives me to find out stats that I need.
So, Marshall, tonight, if you are watching the Amazon Thursday night game, and you can't flip back because of the app, will you watch the baseball and the football at the same time? How do you work tonight?
So here's what I'm going to do. Tonight, I'm going to pull up the multi-view on my laptop to watch those things. So I'm going to be watching two things at once. Because the only downside, I haven't gotten my TiVo yet. I'm going to get a TiVo in a minute. But I got to watch the home opener for the Blackhawks.
Oh, yes.
With the antenna.
Hockey, too.
Hockey
messes up everything. Because the hockey doesn't give you good flipping opportunities. Okay. It's always very, very hard to leave a hockey game.
Well, I was just talking more from the technological standpoint that because they're not on YouTube TV, which is what I have, I'm not going to be able to. Yeah, it's going to be a problem. And my Amazon Prime is not through my YouTube TV either. So now that I'm thinking about it, I'm probably going to have my phone with one of those games on. And the beautiful thing about phones now is when you're watching a game on YouTube TV or on Amazon Prime and you get out of the app, you can do other things and the game's just right there on the screen.
Real quick, on YouTube TV, because I'm thinking about switching, is it true or is it a special feature that you can split the screen into four screens?
Oh, that's the origin of this conversation.
That is what the beauty of people think is of YouTube TV. You can do that.
And they put the four screens. They when they started, it was just like, you can watch these games and there'd be several different combinations. Now they've gotten to the point where some games, like on College Football Saturday, you can pick some of the games and make your own multi-view. But that's pretty recent and it's not fully finished product
yet. So you've got hockey, you've got football, you've got baseball. My question is this.
Okay, go ahead.
When will you watch Matlock?
Well, that's a game for you guys. You know, there's a new Matlock out, right?
Yes, that's what I mean.
I can watch that in my YouTube TV library.
Kathy Bates is on.
I can watch that in my YouTube TV library anytime
and
I want.
It might be good because I love Kathy Bates. I would watch her just sit around. I would watch her fold laundry because I just think she's awesome.
And they make references to the show.
That's the problem I have.
It's too
self-aware, too meta. Matlock, like the show? Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little much.
I don't need that.
I haven't seen it yet. But
reboot it. Should be great.
I've watched the old Matlock because, you know, I used to spend summers at my grandmother's house, both of them. And, I'm locked into whatever they got because there's one TV in the house and this is what we're doing.
See?
Price is Right. Time to watch the stories. Whatever y'all want to do.
Bob
Matlock
Barker.
In the heat of the night. I've seen every episode.
You like game shows?
What's that?
You like game shows?
Yeah.
How about you, Dan?
Plinko, baby.
Sure. Okay. I actually watched Family Feud yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Gotta love a good Family Feud.
When Family Feud was off the air before they rebooted it.
Right. Well, they had to reboot it. Richard Dawson was kissing people creepily.
Well, yeah. But so in that time, I was like, why is the greatest of all the game shows not on the air? Now, what Family Feud has become.
Match Game's the greatest.
That's a different story. I disagree. Oh. We'll agree to disagree.
Oh, Match Game. I've seen before they redid it with Alec Baldwin, I went through Game Show Network and I recorded and watched every episode of Match Game.
Oh my gosh!
Ever
Gene Rayburn?
Manually record, or you just set up your recording?
I set up my DVR.
We're gonna have a problem.
And there was a period several years ago where I would watch multiple episodes a night of the Gene Rayburn.
How did your family feel about this?
Well, it was actually fun because I was trying to teach them about and all the old idioms that aren't used now to fill in the blank and the way that in 1975, the definitive answer wouldn't be the same as something
totally
now.
Yep.
Language evolves.
And explaining who these people were. Who is Dora Lee Rhodes?
Well, back then,
Joyce Boulafont?
Back then, famous people were famous people because you had like three channels.
Right.
Yeah.
If you were famous, you were famous.
And then when we watched the movie Airplane, and Joyce Boulafont is the mother of Jill Whalen's character, who's the one who needs the heart transplant.
Oh, look, they're from Match Game.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
she's from Match
That's
Game.
That's hilarious.
You probably want to bring back Battle of the Network Stars, too.
Hell yes!
Doesn't get any better
Gabe
than the Wheel
Kaplan
of Fortune,
Gabe Kaplan versus Robert Conrad?
Wheel of Fortune's the best.
That's your all-time?
No.
Oh, all-time.
Celebrity Wheel of Fortune is a whole different...
No, but Battle of the Network Stars was the truth.
Oh, I love the Battle of the Network Stars.
I tell you, like, Gabe Kaplan and Robert Conrad did not like each other. They were going at it. Howard Cosell sensed it, too.
We all love beef, and we all love drama. It predates all these reality TV shows. We all love beef.
And watching Wonder Woman sprint.
Oh,
man. See, I'm not even going to... Nah, all right. We got a show to do today.
When you're 9 years old and watching Wonder
okay,
Woman
Dan,
sprint...
Okay, Dan, we got you.
It was the Charlie's Angels days, too, right?
Yeah, okay.
You're a big Linda Carter fan. We got it.
Linda, run, Linda.
What do you got today, Marshall?
Well, there's this guy. He's an owner of a team for the White Sox. His name's Jerry Reinsdorf. We're going to talk about him.
Sox.
Try to sort out what we think is maybe fact, fiction, speculation. Well, a lot of it's speculation. Another guy, Lonzo Ball, made his triumphant return to the court to really kind of show up all the naysayers, the doubters, the haters, as it were.
The haters.
Maybe I'm being a little exaggeratory. Baldy. We heard him talking on your show, and we're going to revisit a little bit of what he said. Paul Charchin going to try to coach me through my fantasy team, which has risen through the ranks to second place.
Wow.
We're on the move. High Noon, I'm not sure what Dan's got in store for High Noon.
Beware the Blob. Not the NFL Blob.
Okay, good.
The NFL Blob.
Come on, it's a bye week. We're celebrating.
The Bears are right at the top of the Blob. No.
We're going to go back to what Kurt Warner was talking about on the afternoon show with Spiegs and Lawrence. Tim Jenkins issued an apology to Shane Waldron.
Yeah, it all comes back to the conversations that were had and the value of some of that stuff regarding the evolution of the Bears offense.
Back to television and sports, because L.A., New York, that was a thing last night. Dan did not like the placement of said game. Jarrett Payton joins us from WGN Sports. Patrick Manley, he surprised Cole Kmet, apparently, to talk about that big award that he won. It was a slap in the face of every long snapper in the history of long snappers.